if you forgive alone, does that fulfill matanos la'avyonim? In other words, you gave pauper money, you gave an ani money weeks ago, and now in Purim you say, okay, the loan is forgiven. Did you fulfill your mitzvah of matanos la'avyonim? So the Gemara in Kedushin says, mekadesh b'milva in a mekudeshes, that if you are mekadesh a woman, in other words, you lent a woman $100 weeks ago, and now you say, keep the money and be married to me. So this is not a good kiddushin because there was no nesina, there was no giving. You didn't give her anything at this point, and therefore there's no marriage because by kiddushin you need a nesina. However, says the Gemara, Bahi Hana, if you say that, oh, I marry you with the benefit that you are getting for now having to delay payment to me, let's say for 5 weeks, so it's with the benefit, that benefit that she gets, there can be a marriage. Now keep that in mind. Comes along the Sefer Rabbi Yisrael Ghazi in his Sefer Chug La'aretz, and he says, it's very simple. You're not Yotze if you forgive a loan, because the loan is Lahotza Nitnu. It is meant to be spent, and therefore it's not around at the point of Matanos Rabbionim, but because he gave the loan 5 weeks ago, the borrower already spent it. Therefore, there's no nesina l'shem Purim. You're not giving anything on Purim. And just like you can't mekadesh a woman with a malve, so to with a loan, forgiving a loan, so too you can't give shalach manos. But he notes that based on Tos and Kiddushin, that when if you say to the woman, you're mekadesh with the hana of forgiving of the loan, same thing, then you're mekudesh. In other words, if you tell a pauper on Purim, I'm forgiving your loan, and the benefit you will get by not having to pay back indefinitely will be your matanos rabbionim, and it should work. Similarly, the Sefer Vayomer Boaz, cited in the Sefer Yimei Mishkev Simcha, I actually couldn't find this Sefer inside, but it's a Rav Haddad, and he writes, who died in 1988, but it's cited in the Sefer Yimei Mishkev Simcha. He notes that the Ramah says a very interesting thing. He says, if you give shalach manos is fulfilled even if the recipient refuses it or mochel it. And then the Ramah, the next line, distinguishes about how a man should give shalach manos versus a woman, meaning a man should give to a man, a woman should give to a woman. And he says the same thing applies by matanos levyonim. The opposite applies by matanos levyonim. By matanos levyonim, a man could give to a woman, and even a woman could give to a man. We don't worry about, you know, the intergender giving by matanos levyonim for whatever reason, not for now. But you see the fact that he distinguishes between shalach manos and matanos levyonim for who could give to who, but he doesn't distinguish that by having a recipient refusing, just like a recipient could refuse shalach manos, presumably the Ramah would hold that a recipient can refuse matanos levyonim as well. And therefore, you see, there's no need to actually have a nesina, a giving. In fact, the recipient doesn't even have to take it. The recipient can just say, forget the money, I don't need the money. And therefore, in such a case like that, there would still be good matanos levyonim. You would still fulfill matanos levyonim. So therefore, based upon that, he says, if you forgive a loan, it should be no different. Even though there's no actual nesina, you don't need a nesina. He says, anyway, the pauper could just use the money for anything he wants, you know, and, you know, even to pay back the loan. So why do you have to go through the formality of actually giving him the money and having him repay it, you know, the loan? So it doesn't make any sense. Says the Vayomer Boaz, it would be fine to forgive a loan. It would fulfill matanos levyonim. Similarly, the Sefer Shraga Meir says, by Kiddushin, you need a nesina. I understand that. You need to have a giving. But matanos levyonim, we know that their post can be focused on the receipt. It's based on the receipt. It's not based on the giving. In other words, if you send shalach manos in the mail, you mail it 5 days before and only receives it on Purim, then you're Yotze, according to some. Why? Because it's not based upon the day that you give, it's based on the day that you receive. So same thing, if you gave the Shalach Manos, if you gave Matanos Avionim 5 weeks before Purim, and then you just forgive the loan on Purim, and therefore it's received, quote-unquote, on Purim, it should be a good Matanos Avionim. However, many poskim, in fact, all the other poskim really seem to disagree. Say for Teshura Shai, Rev Tabak from Siget, he writes, he says, I'm not sure if you're Yotze. On one hand, there's no Nesina, but on the other hand, the recipient is getting Simcha by you forgiving the loan. But he concludes it's not Yotze, and because there's no tangible benefit on Purim, he brings another proof. He says, what? Because from the Magen Avram, says if there's a Suffolk day, if it's a town which is Suffolk, if they should read the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th, that place needs to give Mishwach Matanos Avionim on both days. So says the Rav Tabak, why can't he just do a Tanai? Give it on the 14th, and say, this is yours now if today is really Purim, and if not, this is a loan, and then tomorrow, I forgive the loan to you on the 15th. So either way, if the 14th is Purim, he gave him something on Purim. If the 15th is Purim, he's forgiving the loan on 15th. The fact that no one offers this suggestion means that forgiving a loan does not fulfill Matanos Levyonim. And Licha Shlomo says the same thing. Shlomo Zalman says it's Milvavot Sonit, now that the loan is meant to be spent, and in fact, it has to be that the recipient of the Matanos Levyonim could use it for whatever he wants. In this case, he can't use it for whatever he wants, because he's by definition, using the Matanos Avyonim to pay back the loan. And therefore, that would not fulfill Matanos Avyonim. Reb Zilberstein as well says you do not fulfill Matanos Avyonim. Others, like Rav Nevinsol, says, well, it depends. If the Mechilas Chov enables the borrower to now go purchase food, then maybe he's Yotzei. Or the Mishnah Yosef says it depends on what his options are. Even if a choice is to give Ani $5 out of pocket or to forgive a $1,000 loan, for sure he should forgive the $1,000 loan because that will make him more besimcha. And in Lamdis, the way to really understand this sugya is mechila, by forgiving a loan, is it really a siluk, as some Rishonim say? In other words, there's no actual nesina, we don't view it as a new act of giving or a new kinyan, or is it a hakna, and therefore it is a kinyan, and there would be a new nesina. Another way to say this is based on the famous chakira, as Arbe Reisman writes this, in Ratz Katzvi, that is Matanos Levyonim a regular din in staka, or is it extra din in simcha? If it's din in staka, so then Mechilas Chov should be Yotzei. If you forgive a loan, it's just like giving staka, and you should be Yotzei. But if there's an extra din in simcha involved in Matanos Levyonim, and there needs to be an actual opportunity for the recipient to use it for whatever he wants, because that's the true simcha, if he wants to go buy a lotto ticket with it, even though he has chovos, then he should be able to. So if that's the case, if you just forgive his loan, and now he can't go buy his lotto ticket that he wants, therefore, you would not fulfill Matanos Levyonim. So halacha l'maisa, if you're only giving one Matanos Levyonim, you should not forgiving a loan should not be your only Matanos Levyonim, you should give other Matanos Levyonim as well.